Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Ray, tell us about SBE Council.
Sure. We do all things small business and entrepreneurship. So policy issues, we're up on Capitol Hill making sure that the small business voice is heard in the debate. We work on state issues across the country, obviously with our Small Business Policy Index, and we get involved with folks like you, Jim, who help people run their businesses better. So we're a comprehensive group, and I would say go to sbecouncil.org, and you can also download the reports that we're talking about, the Small Business Policy Index. You can also look at a nice interactive map, so you can see take a quick look at where your state ranks and why.
And you can also see the reports that they produce showing how your member of Congress voted with regard to small business issues. You know, there's so many things that they're voting on every year that may or may not impact your small business. You wouldn't necessarily know those votes, but they do. Gray and Karen Kerrigan, the president of SBE Council, a 20-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, they know how those people voted, and they give them a grade, and you can see so that when it comes time to go to a town hall, you can either congratulate your member or call them out.
Absolutely, and that's why we're here to give that information to small business owners so they can make intelligent decisions regarding their elected officials.
Yeah,
so that's huge.
So check it out, SBECouncil.org. Ray, all right, we're talking about your Small Business Policy Index, which ranks the state on a number of criteria, taxes, regulations. What are some of the other elements?
Government spending and debt are in there. And then also we look at some measures that are performance, you know, the crime rate. You know, obviously business owners are concerned about the crime rate
right.
in the state, and that's a performance measure for government. Also, we look at there's a great measure that the Reason Foundation puts out in terms of highway cost effectiveness. So it's not just are your roads in good or bad shape, but also they relate that to how much money is being spent.
Mm-hmm. So how much weight do you give to right to work?
Right to work is in there as well as a regulatory measure. So it, you know,
because that's a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and that's why we have it in there. Obviously, you know, when I say out of 55 measures, 27 are tax or tax related. So obviously, you're getting a flavor here for how this weighs overall. And then number two is 20 are rules and regulations. I think if you talk to most business owners when it comes to government and the things that they're looking at, you know, number one and two, and sometimes they flip around. But one and two tend to be taxes and regulations.
Regulations
are number one.
Is the general attitude, sentiment, legislation on minimum wage part of your calculation?
Yeah, we look at the states as to whether or not they go above the federal mandated wage. And I believe off the top of my head, I think it's 19 states, maybe a little, I'm not sure exactly, maybe a little over 20. Have a minimum wage now.
What are the chances of going forward, maybe in the next year or two, that you'll have to include in your calculation, maybe you already do, how the state feels about immigration? In other words, if it's a big sanctuary state or has a bunch of sanctuary cities in it, if that would impact your ranking.
Well, what we do have in there is whether the state has E-Verify and to what extent
right.
they have that.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, you know, immigration is a funny issue. I get kicked around a lot.
Strange bedfellows.
My conservative friends, because I'm a pro-immigration person. But one of the things here is why have business owners, small business owners, become the immigration police? I'm missing that. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's certainly a federal duty.
Right.
but I'm not quite sure why business owners get stuck with the job, and they shouldn't, quite frankly.
That's exactly right. That's one of the reasons I brought that up, because it's just not right. I was surprised to see Illinois higher than Kentucky. How'd that happen?
Yeah, well,
Illinois is 33. Why isn't Illinois in the worst 10? I mean, Illinois is a very ill state.
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on with Illinois, and you know, there's again how things are weighted and so on. You know, it's working hard to be poor, because it actually used to be rated higher, but
yeah,
they took dramatic move in terms of increasing their personal income and capital gains tax. They had a big increase in their corporate income tax.
Yeah.
So Illinois is a state that ranks poorly and is moving in the wrong direction. Now, to say that they're 33rd means that you've got, some 17 states that are doing even worse.
Yeah.
So, it's all...
Well, how did Kentucky get ranked below Ohio? I mean, Illinois.
I
would have thought Kentucky would have just, I mean, it's such a benign state. You know what I mean? They're so nice up there.
Well, it is, but when you look at some of their measures, they've unfortunately let a whole host of things creep up in terms
like
of
what?
Cost and where they relate to other states. I mean, another one, people are kind of surprised that Idaho's kind of in the middle. They expected Idaho to be better.
Yeah.
That's another state where you look at some of their measures, and they've just let things kind of slip away over the years.
Well, folks, if you look at this list, it's a fascinating list to go look at. You ought to go to sbecouncil.org just to look at the state ranking. That's worth the trip. Quick break, Tintel, more to come with Ray Keating after this break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.